There are several views in the world today concerning a place that is called hell. There are some who believe that there is no such place in the afterlife. There are others who think that there is a hell, but that the punishment that's found there is only temporary, while there are still others who believe that there is a hell and that the punishment that is received there is an eternal one. Thankfully, the Bible does not leave us to wonder concerning this serious issue. If you'll open your Bible with me to Mark, the 9th chapter, we're going to read there the words of Jesus. In Mark chapter 9, starting in verse 43, Jesus says, "If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. For it is better for you to enter into life maimed rather than having two hands to go to hell and to the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." In verse 46, Jesus repeats, "Where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." And finally, one more time for emphasis, Jesus says in verse 48, "Where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." Whenever sometimes hell is spoken of in the scripture as a death, but we shouldn't think of this death as being just a cessation from existence, because Jesus says figuratively there, that the worm does not die, and also that it's a fire that shall never be put out. Over in 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter, I'd like for you to consider with me what the Apostle Paul says, starting in verse 7 of 2 Thessalonians 1. He says, talking about Christians, "And to give you who are troubled rest with us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God, and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." In verse 9 he says, "These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." It's a great thought that those of us who on earth have given our all in service to God and have received a lot of affliction from the outside, whether it was physical harm or mental harm that others have given us, there's a day coming that we're going to receive rest. But also, we're promised there that there's a day coming when those who have given us trouble or who have not obeyed God are not going to have a time of rest. It says they're going to receive a punishment of everlasting destruction. And once again, like the death, we shouldn't think that this is a destruction in the sense that we're going to be finished once for all and never know anything from there on. That's not the case at all. Because if you'll turn to Revelation, the 14th chapter, an angel of God, in speaking about this punishment, explains it to us quite clearly. In Revelation chapter 14, verse 11, the angel says that the smoke of their torment, the wicked, ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. The angel of God here, in conveying the message of God, clearly states that the torment of the individuals is going to last forever. And just as those who are faithful to God are going to have rest eternally, those who are not faithful to God are going to have that torment and punishment forever. No rest is promised to them. In Matthew chapter 25 and verse 46, Jesus had given a couple parables there in that chapter. And in verse 46, the last verse found in chapter 25, Jesus says that the wicked are going to go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. There's two things talked about there. One, there is punishment, and secondly, there is life. Jesus says one's everlasting and the other is eternal. Those are two different words, but in the original language, they are exactly the same word. So Jesus used the same word to describe the punishment as he does the life. So let's all strive to every day to do our best to not enter that place of eternal punishment, but that place of eternal reward.